Welcome to another episode of Just Five Words with Lawrence Martin. It is amazing to me that there have been times in my life when the right message added another log to my fire, fuel to my flame, and a jump start for my journey. And I am offering that for you today. So get ready for Just Five Words. This is December 31st, 2021, and the five words for today are, what are you connected to? From the time of conception, we are connected. In the womb of our mothers, we are connected by the umbilical cord, being a necessary and nurturing link or connection. That connection feeds us all the nutrients we need to develop as a fetus and a growing baby until the time we are born, and then there is a time. A moment when we are disconnected from the umbilical cord. However, there is still a continued connection to our birth mothers or our adoptive mothers. There's a connection between the child and the parents. And as the child grows older, as we grow older, we develop connections with friends and the neighbors. We develop connections with our school teachers. We develop connections with our brothers and sisters, if we have brothers and sisters, with cousins, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We develop connections as we go through life, as we go through high school, and as we graduate, some of us still have connections with some of our high school teachers. And then for some of us, we go on to college. We develop connections with some of our classmates. We may even pledge to a sorority or a fraternity. And then there again, we develop another connection. And many have gone on to join the military. And there again is another powerful connection. These connections are developed as we go through life from here to there, from stage to stage, through various processes. And through those processes, we are developing connections. Here is the issue, and here is the question. What are you connected to? Some of those connections are positive, while on the other hand, some of these connections are not. And as we prepare to transition from 2021 into 2022, maybe we should take some time to reflect and consider, what are you connected to? It is clear to me that these connections influence our lives, influence our thought processes, influence our successes, and maybe some of these connections influence our failures. So, oftentimes we need to take time to make a conscious effort and make a conscious decision about what we're going to be connected to. So again, as we prepare to transition into 2022, I want to challenge you to consider, what are you connected to? Just the other day, I was sitting in my office and I decided to take out my ear pods because I wanted to listen to something from my phone. When I tried to connect via Bluetooth to that phone, I saw a message saying it could not connect. I was wondering in my mind, why wouldn't it connect? And then the thought came to my mind, perhaps it was connected to something else. So, in order for me to listen to and be inspired by what was on my phone, I had to make sure that I got connected. But before that could happen, I had to make sure that I disconnected from something else. I want to challenge you, my friend, to consider, what are you connected to? Finally, what I did was I disconnected from one device so that I could connect to the proper device. I connected to the device that had what I needed to listen to right there, right then, right there, right in that present moment. My friends, we're going to have to make a conscious effort. We're going to have to make a conscious decision to disconnect from things, disconnect from negative situations, disconnect from negative people, disconnect from things that are not going to help us to move toward our levels of success that we were destined to achieve. But let me warn you, my friends, it's difficult for us to move forward if we're dragging a bunch of weight. So here's the thing that we have to consider. Here's the thing that we need to look at. What are you connected to? So I want to challenge you to disconnect from doubt and connect to drive and direction. Disconnect from fear and connect to faith. Disconnect from the baggage of yesterday. Disconnect from past failures. Disconnect from your mistakes. And let's connect to hope, connect to promise, and connect to greatness. The truth is, in order to connect to the right things, we first need to disconnect from the wrong things. So, my friends, let's disconnect from all the things in 2021 that hurt us, that made us cry, that made us quit, that made us stop, and let's connect to 2022, knowing that we are ready to connect and live in the glory of 2022. So again, my friends, the five words for today are, what are you connected to? Thanks, my friend, for tuning in. And let's get connected to the right things, the right situations, the right people. And we'll see you next time. Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, friends. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Just Five Words with Lawrence Martin. Listen, if you like just getting a little bit of motivation just to make it a little further in your day, and you know someone else who could use just a little motivation to make it through their day, feel free to share this with your friends, share it on all of your social media platforms, and let's keep one another motivated as we forge ahead to our levels of success and destiny. Thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Just Five Words with Lawrence Martin.